Lesson 15. Mandela and the End of Apartheid. When Nelson Mandela was sworn in May of 1994 as South Africa's first black president, his predecessor, former President F.W. de Klerk, stood next to him in an unprecedented display of unity. This occasion was an auspicious beginning to the new South Africa. It marked an end to the iniquitous system of apartheid, which was intended systematically to oppress all non-whites. Under apartheid rule, democracy was seriously abridged, and only whites, who made up just 12% of the population, had the right to vote and serve in political office. As a result, the laws that were passed were biased against the black majority. Nelson Mandela grew up under the apartheid system. His birth name was Rolihlahla Mandela, but the name Nelson was given to him in school, where all black students were given English names. Mandela saw nothing objectionable about this custom. He was inured to the unjust system of apartheid when he was young and was unaware that there was any other way. But over time, as he heard black speakers lash out at the government and its policies, he increasingly began to question the system. Then his friend and confidant, Walter Sisulu, got him interested in political activism with the African National Congress. The African National Congress began as a political organization of mainly middle-class constituents who sought to end the social inequalities of South Africa through nonviolent means. In 1944, Mandela joined the ANC and became one of the organization's leading figures. He was one of the founders of the Youth League, a subgroup designed to broaden the organization's membership in an effort to mobilize more blacks. ANC membership increased significantly in the 1950s, during which time the organization put forth its Freedom Charter, which stated that South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white. After the 1960 massacre of hundreds of unarmed anti-apartheid protesters in the beleaguered black community of Sharpeville, the ANC became increasingly militant and began a campaign of sabotage against the government. Soon afterward, the government outlawed the ANC, along with all other black political organizations. In 1964, Mandela was sentenced to life in prison for his ANC involvement. In prison, Mandela was given little food, was forced to do hard labor, and was only allowed 2 visitors and 2 letters a year. He continued his work as an ANC activist along with other imprisoned ANC members, but communication was difficult because he and his cohorts were almost always under the watchful eyes of prison guards. To make matters worse, some of the prison guards were particularly sadistic and worked to make prison life even more difficult. However, despite such hardships, Mandela bore no animosity toward his captors. Instead, he remained committed to his cause for freedom and kept his spirit strong. As Mandela states in his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, strong convictions are the secret of surviving deprivation. In 1976, student protesters inveighing against apartheid policies were massacred in the black township of Soweto. The abominable treatment of the demonstrators motivated a resurgence of young black activism. As the government became increasingly oppressive, pressure mounted against it and its system of apartheid. Not only did protests increase, but scathing criticisms of South Africa's apartheid policies became widespread in the international community. Several countries showed their opposition by limiting their business with South Africa, which led to economic hardship for the country. In response to the rising pressure, a series of momentous events transpired. In 1990 and 1991, the government lifted its ban on the ANC, released Mandela, and nullified the basic apartheid laws. Mandela was elected the new president of the ANC, and he and de Klerk began negotiating for a new constitution that would give equal rights to all citizens. The first all-races elections were held in April 1994. Mandela was elected president of South Africa. He successfully oversaw the difficult transition of his country from an apartheid state to a free one, and helped improve the lives of most South Africans. But the long journey towards social equality is not finished. It will be up to his successors to continue undoing the legacy of apartheid in the years ahead.